Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
All right, guys, what is up? We are back talking about the proposed NAR settlement, and we talked about it 2 weeks ago, and then, you know, kind of dove deeper into what it means for you as a buyer's agent last week. And today we're going to talk about what it means for you as a listing agent. And what I really want you guys to do is use this as an opportunity. You know, like I said 2 weeks ago, the news is going to make it a fear tactic. The news is going to try to scare people. You are going to be the person that is the voice of reason for your clients, that speaks truth into the situation and reminds them that you are representing them, you are going to take care of them, and you know, you're going to guide them away from these fear tactics and focus on the truth and facts. So we already talked about it, what the proposed NAR lawsuit and that $418 million, how it's going to change the business a little bit. But if you're doing a good job, it won't affect you very much. In fact, it could benefit you in a few ways. So let's talk about being a listing agent. Here is what is very interesting, guys. Technically, like I said, like we've said, and like is, you know, the truth, all commissions are negotiable, right? So when you take a listing, that commission is negotiable. But you as a listing agent, especially when you educate yourself by listening to this and other things and get prepared for whatever is coming this summer, you become the expert. You get to educate your clients about what the proposed NAR settlement means. So when they say to you, oh, what does this mean? How can it save me money, etc.? You can explain everything to them. So how would you explain it? I hope you're thinking about it. And if not, I hope I can explain how this can be a benefit to you. Again, the proposed settlement would mean that you do not have to offer a buyer agency compensation. And even if you do, and the seller is able to, it cannot be put in the MLS. So there are some options, right? Where you could take a listing, right, at a certain percentage that you negotiate with the seller, and you do that, you know, maybe listing, not necessarily at a discount, but as less of a commission. Like, for instance, maybe someone sees whatever that standard commission is that you had decided. And again, negotiable, and your clients need to know and understand that. But maybe previously they would see that commission and be like, oh my goodness, that's a lot of money. I'm just going to sell it myself or whatever. Now you can leverage that and say, okay, well, here are some options for us to maybe reduce that commission and negotiate with them that you offer maybe a lesser service where they're not getting maybe all the bells and whistles. So there are options. But again, you know, the problem was people thought commissions were set. They were not negotiable. So you can say, yes, commissions are negotiable and we can decide, you know, what value I'm going to provide and what commission you are willing to pay and negotiate that for your clients. The other part of this is, again, remember what I said over the past couple of weeks, showing your value. This is now where you get to say to your clients, well, here is the value I provide. For instance, I will negotiate with my clients, but I'm not really someone that reduces commission often. Again, it's negotiable. We can talk about it, but negotiable and me accepting what you want to negotiate are two different things. I have always been someone that works very hard for my clients and gets paid accordingly. And so I want you guys to realize this is now the conversation. I talk to agents all the time and say, well, what do you provide with a listing? And they go, and they have no idea. So if you have no idea, yeah, you're not going to be successful. Right now is the time to plan that elevator pitch or speech. And I don't even want to really say pitch because it's all about leading with value, serving people. If you do that, you will have success. So you could not, and your seller could choose to not offer a compensation to the buyer's agent's side if the proposed settlement goes through. I want to be very careful. This has not gone through, but this is the proposed settlement, okay? But here's what I want you guys to understand. And I'll explain what I'm going to do. I want you to explain to your clients, you know, you can talk about how agents have been compensated. Now, again, yes, it is negotiable. No, they do not have to put it in the MLS. But here, I want you to understand how I'm going to have conversations moving forward as this comes up, and it already has with my clients. So I will say to my client, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, no, you don't, because I'm sure they'll ask, right? No, you do not necessarily have to offer a buyer agency compensation, right? Whatever that commission is that we agree upon, you do not necessarily have to offer anything to the buyer's agent side. And again, we want to be very careful. Agents, listen to this. This is proposed. This is not done. But you still even now should be having conversations about what you offer. The way it is now, you have to offer something in the MLS, but I think it could be like a dollar. So technically, you don't really have to now. But what I want you guys to understand is going forward, if the proposed settlement goes through, is they could choose not to offer it, right? Or they could choose to say, hey, we're not going to pay a commission necessarily on the buyer's side, but we will give you X dollars towards your closing costs, and then you can pay your agent or something like that. There are creative ways to work with this, and that's what I want you guys to understand. But I will kind of explain to you, and again, I'm open to questions or anything else. Here is what I'm going to do with this going forward, not only now, but in the future. First of all, I want to be, like I've said, ahead of it. I want to be the one telling my clients about it rather than them begging me for information because they watch the fear tactic on the news, okay? So that's first and foremost. Secondly, I want to explain to the clients. I might kind of present it like this, like, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you do not necessarily have to offer compensation to the buyer's side, right? So we could negotiate a different commission based on if we don't offer anything to the buyer's side. However, I do want to remind you, a lot of people buying homes in this area would be first-time home buyers. Do we want to reduce the commission to the buyer's agent side or have none, right? Which is okay, which is allowed. Do we want to do that and then potentially lose a buyer? Now, they may say, well, how could we potentially lose a buyer? And I would explain, well, some first-time home buyers might not, if the proposed settlement goes through, might not have the funds to pay their agent. And of course, the agent has to make a living, wants to get paid. So do we want more buyers through the home or less? And they'll probably say more. And so that is when I would recommend, and I am recommending now and have been, that we offer a buyer's agent compensation. In fact, on almost, probably every deal, on every deal I've ever done, you know, there's agents out there now that they might get a certain number percentage and they don't split it in half. Maybe they're keeping 60% of it or 70% of it, whatever. I have always split the commission that I get right in half with the buyer's side. Why? Because I want the buyer's agent to be compensated for the work they do. And I think that is what is fair. And again, yes, they are negotiable, but that is what I, as the expert, recommend to my sellers. So in a way, this absolutely changes things. It does. But in a way, it doesn't, right? Because I'm still again, how it's presented is different. People need to know that it is negotiable, but they should have from the beginning. The way I am going to present it is basically say, hey, I would recommend offering it, right? I might have people that are buying and selling at the same time because I get a lot of that now in my business. And I might say, well, hey, just so you know, on your buy side where you're purchasing with me, they have offered a compensation so that you don't have to pay me. And so I would recommend we kind of do that for the same thing on the listing side to the buyer's agent. So lots of ways to work with it, guys. What I want you to understand is that we talk so much here on the show about thinking outside the box. I really want to encourage you. You need to have these conversations with your clients. You should have been. But if you have good conversations, if you show your value, this will not completely wreck or destroy your business. It won't. But you need to be the one. You need to be the expert speaking with your clients. So in closing and summary, I'm recommending to my clients now and in the future that we offer a buyer's agent compensation. I am going to split that in half with completely 50-50 in half with the buyer's agent side, because I feel like that's the right thing to do. And I'm going to suggest that to my clients, because again, the seller, they will sign. Or what's the percentage and how much of that are we offering to the buyer's agent? They will have to sign and we will have to have a discussion about it. At the end of the day, guys, when I think about real estate and being a buyer's agent, listing agent, whatever, we're all in this together. We really are. And so, I think the golden rule kind of comes in here, like treat others the way you would want to be treated, right? In theory, I could take a listing at a certain percentage and keep that entire amount, right? Because maybe the seller is just used to paying X percentage or willing to pay X percentage. I could literally keep that entire amount. And maybe that's where we're going in the future. If you're not paid on the buyer side, I don't know. But what I am saying is right now, the way things stand and where we're possibly going after this proposed settlement is I always want to treat others the way I want to be treated. So I'm going to suggest that that seller gives a buyer agency compensation. I'm going to walk through them why I recommend that. And again, they will make the final decision, but I also will tell them, you know, if we offer a compensation, hey, here's the commission amount. My recommendation and what I would like to do is split that right in half with the buyer's agent. I really feel like so many realtors out there, guys, are just trying to like screw you left and right and not be kind and not take care of others. And I think what goes around comes around. I really want to be generous and show generosity to other agents and serve them. And, you know, I want them to make a good living, as well, if they're taking care of their clients and do a good job, you know, and I hope that as we do this together in the industry, we can all treat each other with respect and make this suggestion. At the end of the day, commissions are negotiable. The seller has to make the decision, but that is what I'm doing going forward. So again, I hate to say to come with you for 30, 40 minutes or whatever of three episodes and say, oh, nothing's really changing, because things are changing. But I think I'm going to continue to offer a buyer agency compensation on my listings as long as my sellers agree, because they make the decision. And I'm going to continue to negotiate my commission with my buyers and show my value for why I, charge or whatever the commission that I do, and then negotiate that with them. So I really hope this helps you. I want to see you all succeed. I want to see you getting ahead of this. You all should be having discussions with your clients about this. If you have any questions about it, please reach out. I'd love to talk to you and help you with this. And I really want to see you not struggle with this, but especially over the next 3, 4, 5 months, whatever, as this comes down the pipeline, I want you to be the expert. I want you to show your value to your clients. And I want you to be the person that is, above it and making sure your clients know. And then, of course, being kind to one another, which is why I'm going to continue to offer buyer agency compensation on my listings, as long as that's okay with my seller. So thanks so much for listening. Appreciate you guys. I hope this these past few weeks were helpful as we talked about the proposed NAR settlement. And if you have questions, reach out. Otherwise, I'll talk to you guys next week and I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.